Yeah, Rowdy Whitetea is with us. Maori fashionista Rowdy Whitetea is with us this week. He got a chance to sport a size 13 MJs on the catwalk. And here he is now, because he's too sexy for his shirt. Thanks for joining us. Rowdy, tēnā koe.
Morena, morena, Dale. Yes, yes. If I don't make it back into politics this year, I'm going to take up Maori. Do you think I'll suit that career?
I think that you are a model Maori. thanks, mate. Isn't it interesting? You know, Rurafe kicks you out of the house and you just walk straight onto the catwalk. Amazing.
Yeah. Well, look, hey. If one door closes, another one opens. You know, there's always opportunities around the corner.
Tēnā koe. Well, you're quite a fashionable sort of guy. In all seriousness, you do like to look good, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I like to. Well, you know, I call it fashion activism. And, you know, where you can push into different spaces through fashion. I quite enjoy that.
Fashion activism.
Yes.
And tell me, are your MJs okay in the big house now?
Well, they are now. I haven't had any problems since, so that bit of activism has worked. And so, you know, pushing back to what people believe is the norm, pushing back from what people believe, you know, how we should look is something that, you know, I've tried to push back against, assimilation and subjugation. And so, you know, like I said, fashion activism is something I enjoy doing.
Tēnā koe. I think everyone's taking their hat off to you and Deb for the way that you've carried the Māori kaupapa, not exclusively on your own, of course, but across the last few years. You know, it's a real tribute to your commitment. But I guess, you know, when you have our tikanga behind you, it's easier to stand your ground. I find this whole adversarial scrap, oh, that's what they said, you wouldn't believe them, oh, look what they've left us, oh, they're useless, those guys, what a dumb idea. This is the sort of politics that we are forced to endure as a nation, and it's not necessarily the Māori way of politics. How would you describe the difference, Rowdy?
I think the difference is... you know, one I don't like that style, because, like you said, our tikanga, you know, they could learn a lot from how we debate on the marae, where it's respectful, where you're still able to present your case. But you know, Parliament is a totally different. It's very adversarial, and I don't think it's conducive to. To actually a more proactive, productive debating space. And you're absolutely right. We're not there to point fingers. We're actually there to offer an alternative. And that's kind of what the kind of politics that both Deb and I have had. But that's not anything isolated to just our style. I think it comes from how we debate on the mic and offer a debate that that can be respected, but also adopted. Yeah, this is not about kicking anybody in the guts. This is about saying, no, in actual fact, here is our alternative. This is the Aotearoa Ho that we see, and this is the type of country we want to see, and these are the ideas that we have in order to achieve that.
Well, Rowdy, what do you think of the small-minded bigots who wreck and vandalise Māori Party billboards?
Oh, look, I think, you know, I feel sorry for them, to be quite honest. And why I feel sorry for them is that they don't see that there is an awesome opportunity for Aotearoa Ho with Māori in it. And so what I say to our candidates out there and to our whānau out there, this just tells me that what we are doing is right, that we're on the right track. And the more and more we see these types of people means that we are challenging the status quo, that we are challenging their only knowing of how the country is, and that as Māori, do as you're told, are to be a Kiwi, to be assimilated. And so we must continue to push against, you know, assimilation and subjugation. We must continue to make to let our voices fly and to be the magic people that we are.
You're an advocate for Māori empowerment. How serious do you take and do you think our Māori people need to take what's described as a lurch towards the right, the disestablishment of prominent Māori entities aimed at addressing the long-standing shortcomings that our people have had to endure. So when this talk of disestablishing Tackle Fire Order, ministries, Māori wards, what sorts of warnings would you like to give to our potential voters today?
Oh, look, I am concerned that if our people don't turn out to vote, and I'm talking to our people, if you're listening out there, if you don't turn out to vote, you're going to get a result you do not want. You're going to get a right-wing government with ACT, and both the parties, National and ACT, want to get rid of Tāka Whaiora. They want to get rid of Māori wards, all the things that we've worked hard for. Want to get rid of Māori development, want to get rid of Pacific Affairs, want to get rid of Mormons Affairs, any rights given to our rainbow communities, our migrant communities. You've got to turn up and vote. Your absence is going to get something you do not want. But you cannot moan about it. You can't sit back on your couch and say, oh, this and that. You've got to be active. And you've got to take your whānau. You've got to pick your whānau up. You've got to get out there and vote. And you've got to vote to ensure that your voices are heard. Because I tell you what, it's really concerning that that everything we've worked hard for over the last 3 years, that Tāka Whaiora, the Māori Health Authority, we had that in our manifesto in 2020, the only party to have a Māori Health Authority to start closing health inequities to ensure that our people had a fighting chance, that we didn't die 7 to 10 years earlier than everybody else, was established. And so if you don't want a National Act government, you've got to get out and you've got to vote to Party Māori. You've got to give 2 ticks to Party Māori heading into this election.
Look, that's okay. I just wanted to touch on the seriousness of what we are dealing with in 2023. Look, I haven't seen a release. Well, maybe it has come, but have the Te Pāti Māori put out a release saying they can't work with Winston or with anyone?
Yes, we have put that out. We absolutely cannot work with Winston. We cannot work with ACT. And National cancelled us out, so... We were like an abandoned child, really, for Oranga Tamariki to come and pick us up. So at the end of the day, Dale, we will only work with any party that is committed to creating a Tiriti Central Aotearoa, who are willing to create an Aotearoa Ho. What does an Aotearoa Ho look like? Looks like how we'll treat you in the marae. We will welcome you, we will feed you, we will house you, we will care for you, we will love you. And so if any party is not willing to work towards an Aotearoa Ho, we're not interested.
Well, that's the first time I've heard Te Pāti Māori described as an abandoned child. I take your point. Hey, just out of curiosity, Willie's pretty upbeat. He says, Rawiri might be hard to beat because he's been giving lollipops to all of the Māori kids in Wairiki for the last for the last 3 years. So he might be hard to beat. Deb's gone really well down there, so Soraya's in for a bit of a challenge, but he reckons that Labor are a big chance in the other five. I'm interested in your reading of Ikiro Rafiti, because you've got Kushla and you've got some strong Labor sort of tradition in campaigning up against Mecca. Does this particular electorate have the potential to have a significant part of the decisions as to who represents come down to tribal tautoko, like Porao for Kushla and Kahungunu for Mecca? Do you see any tribal votes in that electorate?
Oh, absolutely. Our Māori electorates are very, very tribal, good, strong tribal affiliations. And that stretch of the coast, right down to Ngāti Porao, and then you've got all the Tūranga iwi. Taitanga, Mohaki, all those Gisborne iwi, and then you've got the Kaumanu iwi from the top, from Te Wairua all the way down to Wairarapa, and then you've got some strong urban identity down there in Wainui o Mata. So I've got no qualms, and Mecca will hold that seat, there's no doubt about it. She's a formidable politician, she's a formidable representative, it works hard on the ground. She's one of those MPs. She learned from Parikura very well. She goes to all the hui. She has represented Ikaroa Rafiki well over the last 10 years. She's served that particular region. I've got no qualms that Meka will win that seat.
Kei te pai. Okay, so Parliament's dissolved. I guess you'd be pleased about that too. It must be frustrating sometimes working with those. Well, there are many weirdos in there. I won't name names. But now you are released from their constraints. The colonial noose around your neck has been loosened slightly so you can get out to the real people. What's the priority, Mahi, for you right now?
Oh, look, it's getting back out into the electorate, going to listen to our people. The difference is that we've probably never stopped that contact. So I try and spend more time in the electorate than I do in the House. If I don't need to be in the House doing debates and speeches, I'm quite often back in the electorate and doing the mahi. So, you know, this is nothing new. It's business as usual to us to get back out into our grassroots areas and into our urban areas that you know, have our mini kaupapa running. And so I'm looking forward to that. I love being with the whānau. I love being with the people. That's where my strength is. And I'm looking forward to getting back out on the road and back into our communities and back into our electorates. Wairiki, here we go.
Good talking with you, mate. All the best on the hustings. Thanks so much.
I'm Inui. Kia ora tau.
Tēnā koe. Ngāwari Waititi joining us. He's done a neat job. But, hey, this is fight and talk. It's coming left, right and centre from all parties. And it's Pākehā, 8:22. Look, Ata Tikanawa kindly sent a couple of tickets for me and our wonderful producer, Hineani, to go to Fashion Week. I was a bit shy because I had holes in my socks. And so Hineani did go along. She said it was fabulous. And our young people were super creative. And rather than